B-Pod Studios.
Nice little abridged version, maybe, on an Eagles Monday.
We'll see about that. We'll see about that.
With Pat Egan. What's up, Pat?
Hello. Hey.
Hi, Pat. You doing better?
Let's just move on.
No
personal questions. Well, the Eagles weren't the only team in the NFC East who lost and dealt with big injuries yesterday. The Cowboys dropped their opener to the Rams 20-17. During the game, they lost Leighton Vander Esch and tight end Blake Jarwin. Oof. Vander Esch has a broken collarbone. Jarwin might have a torn ACL. So, Eagles aren't the only one, I guess. Looking for
Vander Esch, it's a shame. He's fun to watch. He's a really good linebacker, but he just can't stay healthy.
If you're a linebacker for the Cowboys, you get injured.
Automatically, you're hurt right away.
Sean Lee never seemed like he was healthy.
Yeah.
Although he would burn the Eagles occasionally. And then this with Vander Esch, who's a pretty damn good linebacker.
Yeah, I love Vander Esch. I wanted him so bad in the draft, but they don't draft linebackers.
That's true.
Nobody cares who I wanted.
But they still can't defend a screen pass.
Go figure.
Yeah.
What else you got, Patrick?
Some other scores. Seahawks beat the Falcons 38-25.
Real quick on that, if anybody ever tells you that Seattle can't win on the East Coast, smack them in the face. Because I believe they've won their last 9.
That person will then look at you and say, oh, that was warranted.
Wait, yeah. Yeah, 6 of them have been against the Eagles, too.
Yeah, it does seem that way.
Who says that?
I've heard people be like, oh, they don't travel well to the East.
They're coming out East.
Yeah.
So
they're really good at it.
Yeah. Feel free to jump in on any of these scores, by the way. The Bills beat the Jets 27-17. Mitch Trubisky's MVP season started off strong with the Bears beating the Lions 27-23.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers responded well to his team drafting his replacement. He threw for 364 with 4 touchdowns.
Oh, imagine that.
In a 43-34 win against the Vikings.
He's good.
He is talented. Yeah. I can confirm.
Yeah. I don't want to hot take you, but he's pretty good.
Yeah, the Vikings. I already read that score. All right, we're moving on. Cam Newton era started off with a win as the Patriots beat the Dolphins. My brain's a pretzel. Cam Newton era started off with a win as the Patriots beat the Dolphins 21-11. Newton had 2 rushing touchdowns and an awful suit in that game. Matt Rule.
He ran 15 times yesterday.
That's because Belichick's going
to
what Cam does well.
It's really amazing. You know what great coaches do? They coach to what they have.
Yeah.
They
don't
score. I know. You guys insist. Doug Peterson's a great coach.
He is. So. He's a good coach.
Uh-huh. He's 18-15 over his last 31 games.
Yeah, with 67 injuries.
Does that include the Super Bowl win?
After the Super Bowl win.
Oh, the times they made it to the playoffs with no team. That's pretty cool. Anyway, what else you got, Pat?
Why does Bob hate Doug Peterson?
I don't know.
So
I don't hate him. At all.
Did he take Donna out for a nice seafood dinner and never call her again?
Jesus. Don't make me defend Doug Peterson today.
All right.
What else?
Yeah, right. Matt Rule is still looking for his first win as the Raiders beat the Panthers 34-30. If the Jaguars are
Whoa. We're just going to glance past Nelson Aguilar having a touchdown yesterday?
We're not good.
No. We was catching him. Unlike Aguilar.
I mean, kind of burying the lead there, Pat.
Come on, Pat, you're better than that.
He tracked that ball
in the corner of the end zone
as it dropped into his breadbasket.
Yeah.
Didn't drop it.
Yeah.
Amazing. Somebody coached him.
It's all right. Next season, he'll be bad again.
Okay.
If the Jaguars are tanking, they forgot to tell their players as Jacksonville defeated Indy 27-20.
I took the Colts in my survivor pool.
Nice job.
Week 1. See you later.
Hope you had fun playing. Is there a quarterback that looks more like his fan base more so than Gardner Minshew this year and Jacksonville? No?
Do they have a fan base?
Well, I mean, there's like 7 people, but they all look just like Gardner
Minshew.
That's
the best part is there was a lot made about the fact they were the first team to allow fans in the stands in week 1, and I kind of chuckled to myself saying, what fans?
Yeah, well, Sunday. I mean, the Chiefs obviously had
Sunday,
fans.
Sunday, yeah.
Because they booed. But anyway, what else you got?
Apparently, by the way, they didn't.
Sure.
Okay, this is what I was told from a guy who was actually at the game.
Okay.
That they were cheering for the Chiefs, or they were saying Chiefs and not boo. He was very adamant. He texted me a hate thread about the fact they didn't boo, but whatever.
All right, whatever.
What else we got? The Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson both picked up where they left off as the Ravens beat the Browns 38-6. Odell Beckham had a crappy game, only catching 3 balls for 22 yards.
Okay. Yeah, he was crap.
Yeah, there was a lot of crap on that field. Yeah. Baker Mayfield stinks. You imagine if you're an advertiser and you hitched your wagon to that guy?
I like him.
He's got more commercials running than he does touchdown passes.
In all honesty, when people were talking about Carson Wentz, most overrated quarterback, I'm like, okay, overrated, let's talk about that word for a second, and maybe overhyped.
But not even.
But nobody's more overhyped than Baker Mayfield.
Nobody.
I do like the commercials, though.
I like him.
He's better in the commercials than he is in the football field.
Yes.
What else you got, Pat?
Where did I leave off? God,
we don't know, Pat. We don't have your notes.
Yeah, let's go.
It's a good point.
Just skip I think you left off with Carolina. And Aguilar had a touchdown.
If the Phillies lose 2-3 to Miami, season's over. Real barn burner in Cincy as the Chargers defeated the Bengals 16-13. I think we can move on from that game. Well,
actually, Joe Burrow led them back to tie it, and the kicker doinked like a 27-yarder to send it to OT.
But he injured himself doing it.
Yeah,
he's injured.
Stupid kickers.
I caught a little bit of it. He had two really awful throws. The one interception he threw was stupid. But, let him back in. Go figure.
The Saints welcomed Tom Brady to the division by handing him a 34-23 loss.
That's a shame. And that's just a shame.
Yeah, you hate to see it. Cardinals upset the 49ers 24-20.
Okay. What happened on this day in history, Pat?
By the way, DeAndre Hopkins and Kyler Murray.
Wow.
Look out.
Yeah, Kyler Murray's good.
You know what? I think I just added a couple stories after that little snarky comment.
Wow. That was a quick hook.
Seriously, you're Joe Girardi me over here.
It's like you gave up a hit.
Exactly.
You're out.
Yeah, really. Yeah, you don't want me to get the complete game. If you want more bad news, though, one guy who had a complete game was Sixto Sanchez. It was 7-inning complete game, but still, he beat the Phillies yesterday 2-1.
I could tell that's where you're going.
The guy that he was traded for is injured.
Getting an MRI today with Rhys Hoskins.
All right. This is
nice. Be MRI buddies.
Yeah.
This is kind of a crazy story. So Texas safety B.J. Foster, he quit the team during the third quarter of their opening game. I think they played UTEP week one, right? Uh-huh. Well, apparently he has returned to the team after making this statement.
How you doing?
What are you doing here?
What? I work here.
I thought you quit.
What? Quit? Who quit?
What are you doing here? Didn't you quit?
When? What? That? Are you kidding? I didn't quit. Why? You took that seriously.
That's a real thing.
That's a real quote from him.
So Foster comes back to the team, hilarious, based on Larry David actually, I believe it was Dick Ebersol, telling him that he can't, you know, produce TV to save his life, blah, 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 and then just acted like the whole thing was a joke and came back the next day.
That really happened.
Yeah.
That's genius.
It was like in the 80s or something.
All right, Jamie, you tweeted this out, and it can't be more true. Get you a friend like Pau Gasol.
Jeez, he right in the heartstrings.
Yeah, he welcomed a baby girl into the world and named her after Gianna Bryant.
Oh!
After he's been hanging out with the family, like, nonstop.
Yeah, taking care of
him. Yeah. What an awesome friend.
That's pretty awesome.
Now, this got lost in all the shuffle of the NFL returning, but Albert Pujols is now tied for fifth all-time in home runs with 660. He's tied for a guy you might have heard of, Willie Mays.
Willie Mays, yeah.
Is he the most underrated home run hitter? Like,
he's one of the most underrated baseball players ever.
But for a long time.
He hit like 320 and was in 60 home runs in a season.
That was the thing. Like, when he was the MVP, he wasn't underrated, obviously. But since he's
forgotten about.
And that's my point. Since he's gone to Anaheim, no one mentions him. And yet he's sitting here with 660 home runs and you've never heard an allegation about him, about cheating or anything like that.
Right.
He's second all-time in RBI. That's amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, he's fifth in
for a 13th round pick.
Yeah, fifth in extra base hits all-time, like fifth in doubles all-time. His numbers are amazing.
Yeah.
Remember a couple weeks ago I was talking about Derek Jeter and about how the scout that was for Houston who had the number one pick quit. Because Houston wouldn't take Derek Jeter.
Right.
So he quit. The scout for the Tampa Bay Rays did the same thing about Albert Pujols. When they wouldn't take Albert Pujols, who lasted until the 13th round, he's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to that guy, though. That's anyway, now we'll move on to today in history.
Yeah, what do you got?
A lot of birthdays, Mark.
Oh, yeah?
Tons of them.
I don't care.
Well, the people do, Mark.
What?
The people do.
Really?
Why don't you text former Sixers coach Larry Brown a happy birthday?
Hey!
It's rude to say how old he is, but he's old. Former Philly third baseman David Bell, who is currently the manager of the Cincinnati Reds, it's his birthday.
Aw.
Way to go, Dave.
That's great.
And
way to be born, Dave.
Former Phillies mistake Delmon Young. I'm not wishing him a happy birthday, but he was born today.
Uh-huh.
Also, former and should be current Sixers guard, Jimmy, don't call me James Butler.
Oh, Jimmy!
It's his birthday as well. Now, as for actual events that happened today, Bud Selig canceled the remainder of the 94 season. Mm. And Ken Griffey Jr. and Sr. became the first father-son to go back-to-back in a game. And that is what we like to call all the takes.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you. Excellent job.
Good job, Pat. Do you know how old Larry Brown is? How old do you think he is?
81? 104.
103. He's 80 today.
He's 80 today.
80 today.
Looks great.
Yes, he does.
He looks exactly the same. Somehow, it's it, God bless him.
One of the most exciting interviews you can God have on.
I know. Just he's going to sign an interview. Just sign an interview. It's by Larry Brown.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.